the gospel of God from heaven makes us wise unto salvation. It gives us that wisdom that the ordinary man can in no way perceive or know. Wisdom that is able to give us an escape from all those things that have held us bound. Bound to corruption, bound to parameters of space and time. He has given us celestial wisdom with which we can loosen ourselves and enter back into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Oh, hallelujah. The lamp of God, the anointing within us, the seven eyes of the Spirit leads those who are ready, who are willing to follow. Those who have not loved their lives, even unto death. He has given them the ability to rediscover the place of life. Praise God. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Set you free from all the horrors associated with a defiled conscience. All the horrors associated with a sensation of being apart from a loving God. All that sensation of being a sinner, of being naked, unworthy, all that is abolished as we hear truth, as we receive that celestial wisdom, which is able to make us wise unto salvation. Praise God, praise God, praise God. You know, when John, the apostle, was taken up into heaven, and he saw this series of visions that forms the book of Revelation today, you see that when John saw the Alpha and the Omega, you will observe that outside of the Alpha and the Omega, there is nothing else. Of course, there were series of events here and there, but all those series of events all lead to the beginning and the end. The Alpha and the Omega, the Almighty God, the beginning and the end, everything is centered on that personality, because besides him, there is nothing else. Nothing else. Besides him, there is nothing else. Praise God. And of course, that image that John saw represents you and I glorified in Christ, in God, before this world was. That is you and I in glory. As he beheld the Alpha and the Omega, he was beholding a multitude of people, tongues, tribes that form one man, one mind, one purpose, one personality, the Alpha and the Omega, in the spirit. Praise God. And it says, to him that overcomes, how I will give of the fountains of living waters. I have the keys of hell and death. In his hand is the entrance into the New Jerusalem. Because I have the keys that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens. I have furnished for you an open door into the New Jerusalem, into my world. These are the voice of the Alpha and the Omega, who is Christ. Incidentally, this is the Christ that we preach. The Alpha and the Omega is Christ. Praise God. I just want us to understand that in the spirit, the Alpha and the Omega simply is. He simply is. He simply reigns and he simply rules over all. That represents the glorified state of Christ. Praise God. And when Paul says, looking unto the author and the finisher of our faith, we are looking unto that image, because that is you and I from the beginning of the world, and that is you and I at the end of the world. That is you and I today, as we are waking to the voice of reasoning, to the voice of truth. Praise God. Any man not found in that body or in that state, in that consciousness, is dead. And in reality, he inhabits hell and death. But thank God, the Father says, thou, the Father will not leave our soul in hell. The Father will not leave our soul in that state. That is why he has sent for the world today, to lift his sons out of the miry clay, to lift his sons out of that dimension of confusion, of hell, of pain, and cause them to realize the all power, the alpha power, hallelujah, to realize themselves back in that glorious body. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. You know, Jesus Christ in his humanity, Jesus Christ as a man, experienced the hell, the sensation of hell. He experienced the pain, the anguish of soul, the suffering that we men suffer. You know that? He experienced it. He too had to receive enlightenment from heaven. He too had to be awoken spiritually, consciously. He too had to be watchful. He too had to work out his salvation. In fact, at the Garden of Eden, while the Garden of Gethsemane, while he was praying and groaning, he was praying so intense that somebody witnessed blood coming out of his, he was sweating blood. So intensely he was praying. He was praying to him that would be able to deliver his soul from hell. He was praying to him that was able to keep him, from the lies of the devil. He was praying to him that was able to lift his feet up from the gates of hell to the gates of, you know, of life, Jerusalem. An angel appeared from heaven and strengthened Jesus. It's recorded an angel appeared to strengthen him. He too had to be strengthened to continue in that race. It says that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Praise God. So you see, we should never be discouraged. We should never allow that thing called the deceitfulness of sin to drown us. You know, Paul defines it as the deceitfulness of sin. Because sin looks like something that is real. Sin looks like something that has substance, but in reality, it's only an illusion. See, he has come to destroy sin, the concept of sin, the feeling of sin, the concept of death, everything negative he has appeared, you know, from heaven to destroy and take away from our lives. The deceitfulness of sin. Praise God. Is that sensation that you get in you? That you're maybe you are not from probably in alignment with God. That probably God has left you. Or probably you are not pleasing God. That probably you have committed the unforgivable sin. The unpardonable sin. All that thing can only work through the ignorant mind. The deceitfulness of sin. Don't let it drown you. Don't let it harden your heart. Don't let it make you grow cold, stone cold. You know, I've experienced these things. That's why I can preach about it. Oh, praise God. You can get to a place where you experience so much condemnation that it can set you back for many, many years. Many, many years. I went through many, many years in the desert, in the wilderness, seeking for solace, seeking for somebody to pray for me, seeking for, you know, a comforter, seeking for a pastor, a word, a prophet, something to just help me. Not knowing that I am already accepted among the brethren. Not knowing that my oneness with the Father can never, never, ever be taken away from me. Praise God. Not knowing that he has loved me with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. Can a mother forget her child? Can a mother forget her suckling? Of course, we might see this among men, but I tell you, God is not that way. There's no such thing in God. God cannot forsake his own people. So we should never allow the deceitfulness of sin, the illusion, that cunning thing, that thing called sin, that sense of separation, to make us wax cold, to destroy that foundation upon which we are built. Oh, hallelujah. Rather, looking on to the offer and finisher of our faith, let us continue in the confession, continue walking in the reality by faith. Not necessarily by sight all the time. By faith. Continuing. Hallelujah. In the will of God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. So let us be strong. Carry on to know the Lord. Oh, praise God. You know, Jesus Christ, like we said, had to ascend. He had to let go of all. In likewise manner today, we all have to let go of all. So we have to come back to that original state where we are just there, pure in the spirit, without any attachment whatsoever to this world. See, the problem today with many of us is that we have carried a lot of weight. We've, you know, married ourselves so to many, many concepts, to many, many things, you know. We think we have this, we think we have this name, this title. We think we have this right. We kind of developed over the years a sense of belonging in this world. See, but if we must return to the original state, that state of the Alpha and the Omega, with John, the apostle saw in the book of Revelation, that glittering light image, We must be ready to dissociate ourselves, loosen ourselves from these attachments that we have in this world. So otherwise, it's virtually impossible to pass through the eye of the needle. Oh, praise God. Paul says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1, wherefore, seeing we also are encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which does easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy of what was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set at the right hand of the throne of God. Praise God. Now you can see that this is the destination, the throne of God, the right hand of the throne of God. Now the right hand of the throne of God does not mean that God is on the throne and we are sitting on the right hand somewhere. No, the right hand of the throne of God means that we inherit the power, the authority, the glory associated with the Father who sits on the throne. Because in reality, we sit on the throne with the Father. Praise God. He that overcomes will I grant to sit with me on my throne, the same way I overcame and sat with my Father on the throne. Praise God. We all sit on that throne. From the beginning it was so. And God is here to restore that. See, but to get back to that high state of consciousness, to that place of all power, there must be a willingness to loosen ourselves from all these weights. See it, all these things that we have attached ourselves to over time. Over time as we are born into this world. Certain things that hinder you from walking in that immaculate liberty, that immaculate state, and that glory that we came from in the beginning. Praise God. To obtain the power, that all power, every man must be willing to let go of all. See, that's why it says that we should, you know, patiently lay aside and run this race with patience. Lay aside. Praise God. Let us not be entangled with the affairs of this life. See, some of us digging and digging and digging, and you know, we continue on and on. See, but when you hear the truth, it's now time for you to let go of that life in this world and stand in your place in the spirit. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Every man must get this understanding. Let go of all your attachments on the earth. You let go mentally in your minds. Hallelujah. Because the man that sits on the throne of God is pure spirit. He's not of this material world. It's a state of pure spiritual consciousness. See, why Jesus Christ says your treasure must be in heaven, let your eye be single. That is what it's all about. You see, the purification that we get, when you say we purify yourself, he that has this hope purifies himself as he is pure. We purify ourselves by conforming ourselves to that spiritual image. And I tell you, in spiritual image, spirit does not have anything in this world. Of course, spirit inherits all things, but physically speaking, a spirit cannot say he has a property, he has a family, he has this, he has that. No. We have to let go, loosen ourselves. Loosen ourselves from the dust. Loosen ourselves from everything that has got to do with this material age. Let go of all. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Spirit of God will lead us, will help us. Praise God. I can see Daniel saw the vision of the end. So the great angel Michael, you know, awakened to release the sons of God who were, you know, sleeping in the dust. Praise God. You see, we left our states in the spirit. We left our states of pure spirit and we descended. We married ourselves to mortality. Angel Michael is the same voice today that we are hearing. Is the guiding voice of God, sounding the trumpet of truth. See, bringing to, you know, to the consciousness of the sons of God the truth, awakening them to truth. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The sons of God hear the voice of the angel Michael. See, angel Michael fights for you as he speaks the heart of Father, revealing the truth, revealing the mystery of your existence, revealing your true state in the Alpha and the Omega, revealing the mystery of Christ in you, hallelujah, and destroying the works of the devil. What is the work of the devil? It's to veil you. Hallelujah. The work of the devil is to deceive you into thinking that you have a natural body, that you have a sense of belonging, you have origin in this world, that you have an inheritance in this world. That is the work of the devil. See, it blinds the minds of men from the reality of that light substance in them. Because we are light, we are spirit, we are, you know, just there in the heavens. Hallelujah. Praise God. Quickly turn to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. These are scriptures we've read and read again. But we must remind ourselves and remind ourselves again. You know, as I'm saying these things here, you know, I'm praying. I'm in prayer mood. You know that? As I'm preaching out here, I'm praying also. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Hallelujah. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Now, we can see what Paul is saying. See, those who are lost, who are those who are lost? Those who are lost are those in whom the God of this world has blinded their minds. See, he has blinded their minds so that they don't even get to see and understand the mystery of Christ in them, who is the image of God. Christ in them, who is one with the Father. Christ in them, who is in the bosom of the Father. Of course, the Father is spirit. It's obvious that God is not a man. Out of God came out everything that we see out here today. Hallelujah. Now we are understanding that we were in Him. We were in Him before we entered into this state, this limited state. Well, before we slipped into becoming, you know, terrestrial creatures. And now along the line we've had this treasure. Inestimable treasure, this treasure of great price, priceless treasure, hidden within us. And we go about looking for money, go about looking for somebody to pray for us, we go about looking for healing, we travel miles and miles away for a pastor to lay hands on us, we travel miles and miles away seeking solace, seeking survival and all this, not knowing that that thing you're looking for is just there within you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know years ago when I was having my problems, I remember I met this prophet who, you know, there's no denying that you have people who have gifts. Hallelujah. The only problem is that when you have a gift from God, you are supposed to use the gift to gather people unto God. You use the gift of God in you to, you know, aid yourself and the people around you in the mystery of Christ. Not to build unto yourself, not to gather unto yourself, not to make a name unto yourself, not to put the people of God in bondage. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I met this prophet, and he told me, you know, these are the days I had my problems, and he told me the thing that you are looking for, the power, the healing you seek, everything you look for is already inside of you. He said he can see it. He can see that power in me. So everything is there. When I'm ready, I'll use it. And this same thing goes to every man out there. Hallelujah. The thing you are seeking is already within you. Hallelujah. You just have to awaken to this reality. That's what the word is saying. So we see that the operation of Satan is principally in the inner spiritual mind, the mind of men, causing them to walk ignorantly in a physical, material dimension, neglecting the man of the spirit in them, which is the Son of God, the one who inherits all things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Paul says that he speaks about the Gentiles who walk in the vanity of their minds. Have you ever thought of it? They walk in the vanities of their mind. It's material consciousness. Walking in relation to things that are not. Things that look as though they are, but they are not. Hallelujah. And as a result, their understanding is darkened. And they become alienated. Alienated from the life of God. That pure, crystal, eternal life of God. Just because of the ignorance in their minds, the vanity, the mistaken concept about themselves and about life and about the world. They are alienated from the life of God. Now that is the workings of Satan, the prince of this world. He walks through the carnal mind, the prince of this age. Oh, hallelujah. But to get back to that place, there must of a necessity, I'm talking about to the place of all power, to get back to the place of perfection, immortality, to get back to the place of paradise, having our being in God, flowing in the unlimited blessings of the Almighty God, there must of a necessity be a rebirth. There must be a regeneration, a transformation. Now, transformation is in our minds, it is in our thinking. See, the eyes of the, you know, the inner eye must be washed spiritually so that we can begin to see truth and walk in relation to truth. Hallelujah. When we walk in truth, we know that we are not of this world. We are of that dimension up there where John was taken up to in the Lord's day. When John saw just one man, the Alpha and the Omega. That is all that there is. That is you and I. Besides this, there is nothing else. We've married ourselves to imaginary things. Imaginary things about people, about relations, about, treasures, properties. We've married ourselves to things that are in this world, which are counted like nothing but a bucket of dust in the eyes of the Spirit. Praise God. Every man who knows truth will divorce himself from the lies of this age to enter into the place of life. Oh, hallelujah. The first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. Saying that our first state, our beginning, which is the Alpha, would be the ending state, which is the Omega. Those that will enter into that narrow gate into life must have totally divorced themselves from this world. They are not of this world. To rediscover themselves in that place. He that has this hope purifies himself. We purify ourselves by allowing truth to transform our minds, our thinking, our concepts about ourselves. We think that we have some kind of personality of our own, apart from that one that John saw in heaven. We are only deceiving ourselves. We think we can kind of gather glory unto anyone apart from the one that John saw on the Lord's day. We're only fooling ourselves. That is what Paul refers to as vain glory. Because whether we like all the glory, all the honor, and all the riches, and everything belongs to Him that lives from age to age, the Alpha and the Omega, the Almighty God, the Son of God, the true witness. Hallelujah, the brighter morning star. Glory be to God. I'm going to read some things that Jesus Christ said. Like we see, we know Jesus Christ too had to get back to that original state. He had to, reach out to get back that place from which he came. John chapter 12 verse 23. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Very, very, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall what? Shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. Oh, hallelujah. Now you hear what Jesus Christ said? If you love your life in this world, you will lose it. But if you hate that life in this world, you will keep your life what? Unto eternal life. Praise God. Now the eternal life here is a person. The eternal life here is embodied in a person. It is embodied in Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, who is in the Father. They are one. Because you see that we lost everything concerning that life, that pure life, that life of Eden, that boundless life, bountiful life upon a thousand hills. We lost all that thing simply because We married ourselves to this world. We married ourselves to corruption. Some of us are so blinded that we can't even just seem to, you know, be able to come out of it. Praise God. Married ourselves to things that are not. We married ourselves to mortality. Living in a dimension of time and space, thinking that we can kind of gain something in this world. But it says that he that hated his life in this world, we must come to the place where we realize that our formation as men upon this earth is a lie. We must come to the place where we know that our human identity is a lie, and it simply serves as a barrier between our portion in the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Those who have revelation will be, you know, like Paul, willing to let go of that life, that I may be found in him, in the Alpha and the Omega. I might be in the company, you know, of the many waters that speak with the voice of the Alpha and the Omega. That I may be found in Christ in the Lord's day. That I may be found in Christ sitting at the right hand of God. That I may be found in Christ partaking of the tree of life in the paradise of God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. So he that loveth his life, what will lose it? You lose it to hell and death. You lose it to destruction. But he that hated his life will keep it unto eternal life. Verse 26, John chapter 12, verse 26. If any man serve him, me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also my servant shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Praise God. If any man follow me, where I am, there my servant will be. And if any man serve me, him will my servant honor. Where I am is where you will be. Those that follow me. Now you see, if we follow Christ in the regeneration, you can see that he's not coming here to kind of establish you as a human being or to better your life here or to promote your life here. Rather, he leads you back to that dimension called the Lord's Day, that realm of paradise. He leads you to that place where you can stand upon the circle of the earth, ruling and reigning in all power and all glory and in all majesty. Hallelujah. He leads you out of the realm of hell and death, where corruption and death reigns. He leads you out of that place into the place of life. Where I am, there you will be also. I am in the glory of the Father, in the bosom of God the Father. He leads you there. Those that follow me, follow the Lamb, follow the guidance of the Spirit as it transforms you. Be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to the material world, to this dimension where men live in ignorance. But rather be conformed unto that model that is being revealed to you today by the Spirit of God. Conform unto that model. Be transformed in your minds. Allow the lamp lead you up into that place of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anybody that serves him, even my Father honor. How does the Father honor you? He honors you by glorifying you with immortality. The Father honors you, you know, in the resurrection unto life. So it's a mysterious working, a power that works in you that you can't understand. praise God, that lifts you up, 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 as you align yourself. Lift you up, 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 up from the miracle. Lift you up from the realm of men back into the place of life. He glorifies you. He makes his ministers flames of fire. It's angels, spirit. That is the work of the Father. He glorifies you from that sensation of being mortal, a slave of time and space, a slave of the corruption. He glorifies you and lifts you up from out of that dimension, where you can walk in the glorious liberty of the sons of God, full of grace and full of power. Hallelujah. Unhindered, ruling and reigning. He glorifies you back into your state in the Alpha and Omega. He does with my honor, my Father honors. He honors us with life. He honors us with immortality. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Let's go for verse 27. John chapter 12, verse 27. Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this world. Father, glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Hallelujah. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and I will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. And others said that angels spoke to him. And Jesus answered and said, that voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Hallelujah. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Praise God. And we see the Father's intention is to glorify us. Praise God. He glorifies us by awakening us, lifting us up back into that consciousness of truth. It makes us realize who we are. Hallelujah. Father, glorify me with the glory I had with you before the foundation of the world. Glorify me, you know, with that same state I had before I descended into mortality. Praise God. See, and as we are lifted up from the earth, the prince of this world is cast out. And what is the prince of this world? Where does it operate? What does it mean? Now, the prince of this world walks through the carnal mind. Hallelujah. The prince of this world is that thing that, you know, deceives you into thinking that you are a mortal creature or a human terrestrial being. Praise God. If we are lifted up from the earth, we are no more of this world. If we are lifted up from the earth, the prince of the world, of this world, is no more. It disappears. Hallelujah. See, in our humanity, we are not sons of God. Humans are not sons of God. Jesus Christ says you are sons of your father, the devil. You are formulated after the lie, which is the lie of the devil. Hallelujah. Praise God. And just like you have the Son of God, the Prince of God, you have the Son of God, the Son of the Devil, and the Prince of Satan. So have you heard of the princes of this age? The princes of this age are men. The princes of this world are men. Men who are blinded from the mystery of Christ. That's why Paul writes about a wisdom that is hidden from the princes of this age. The princes of this age are the reasonings of men. Men that govern this dark age where there is no knowledge of God. Because the world does not know God. The world is a formation outside of God. Unknown, these are, you know, men who have no lost conscious awareness of what God is. So we are all in that system until the light of Christ shone upon us. And the light of Christ shines upon us. What happens is that we are lifted out of the money clay. Lifted up out of this world. And as we are lifted up, the prince of this world is cast out of us. All the reasonings, the lies, the formations that deny Christ in us is cast out. So that we can stand like Jesus and say, the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me. You see this in John chapter 14 verse 30. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Now the prince of this world cometh, he has nothing in me. It means that we have to empty ourselves of everything that is of this world. Empty ourselves. And we discover that walk by faith in the revelation of the light personality. Right now, right now, right now. You must be able to confess right now, as the light shines in you, that the prince of the world cometh, he has nothing in me. Praise God, loosen yourself from the grip of corruption. Loosen yourself from mortality. The prince of this world cometh, and he has nothing in me. I have no treasure upon the earth. I stand. Just all that I have is the Father. The psalmist says that, who do I have on earth apart from you? Or who do I have in heaven apart from you? We have to come to that place where we realize that the only thing that we have is the Father. Hallelujah. And we walk by faith in this knowledge. The Father is my bread. Hallelujah. The Father is my clothing. The Father is everything that we ever need. Praise God. It's not easy, just day one day thing, but the Lord will lead you there. That is your groaning and your prayer to awaken to this consciousness. That's why Paul says, loosen yourself patiently and run this race patiently. Loosen yourself of all these weights, these attachments to the outer world. Loosen yourselves and begin to walk, you know, rediscover that self. That self that walks only in the Father, that does not see or know man after the flesh. Praise God, the prince of this world cometh, and he finds nothing in me. No sense of materialism, no carnal consciousness, nothing in me that is of this world, because I am pure spirit. We have to grow into that dimension day by day. Walk in this thing by faith right now, because that's what you are. That's what we are. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Sweet. The judgment of this world and the judgment of the prince of this world all go hand in hand. Praise God. The judgment of this world and the judgment of the prince of this world all go hand in hand. See, it is the judgment, the disintegration, the annihilation of the formation, that man of sin, in which we have walked ignorantly in the days of the transgression. Praise God. Whenever you see in the book of Revelation that the beast, the dragon, the devil, and all that cast into the lake of fire and the realm of hell and death, which is the world, all that cast into the lake of fire, it is the judgment of the prince of this world, you know, and this world. All this occurs as the revelation of Christ dawns in us. Praise God. It all starts off within us. Judgment must begin in the house of God. See, cancel, you know, entire prophecies of the judgment of the world. Judgment of the world is the judgment of the realm, the destruction, annihilation of the realm you have walked in, and the annihilation of the ignorant nature formation that you have walked in as a man. It is dissolved as the revelation light of the Christ dawns in you. Now is the prince of this world cast out. Praise God, cast out. He has nothing in me. Praise God. It's just the Son of God, that pure light personality from the beginning of the world in God the Father. Oh, hallelujah. That is all that is in me. Praise God. This is the truth that will set every man free, that will make you rediscover your pure, immaculate nature, that will make you rediscover the all power. Say it. That will cause you to enter the dimension of security and peace and the joy that surpasses all knowledge, free from sin, knowing and realizing that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. This is the greatest thing that we should covet day and night. Prayers, walking in it and confessing in this, bearing at the back of your mind that the Father's pleasure is to give you the kingdom. That is His will. That is His desire. See, there are invisible hands walking behind you, all trying to get your attention and to waken you to this great thing. But somehow we are attached, as men, we are distracted. Distracted with the bills, distracted with financial situation, distracted with news on the television, distracted with family members and many, many things in this world which in reality do not exist. Praise God. Let us make that quiet journey, you know, that silent journey into the quiet, far away from men, and let the Lord speak to our hearts. Praise God. Let the Lord speak to our hearts and awaken us to this great, great mystery. God bless you.
And down, I spent the night in sleeplessness, rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall, the gate began to rattle, voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night, none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb, just the way that Mary'd said. But the winding sheet they'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. How or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Something strange had happened there, but just what I didn't know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him. Then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. 'Cause when at last it came to choices I'd denied, I knew his name. Even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. Suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before him with his arms held open wide. I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace. He's alive. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide.